February is Black History Month, and UTEP has a series of events lined up to recognize the central role of African Americans in United States history. My guest today is Dr. Macy O'Daly, Director of the African American Study Program at UTEP. Welcome to State of the Arts, Dr. Daly.
Thank you very much. It's a sheer delight and honor to be here.
It's always so much fun to bump into you. So, And I'll tell you why. And it's because of one of these really neat projects that you did. I'm a huge fan of Langston Hughes. And his birthday just recently passed. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to talk about this great project called Boy of the Border. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Actually, it's an interesting family story. Langston Hughes' father abandoned the family and moved to Mexico and frequently invited Langston Hughes because he wanted Langston to become a businessman. But Langston ultimately rejected that and moved to New York to become a poet. But in the 1930s, he wanted to write about Mexican culture and the Mexican-American community here in the Southwest. And he and Honor Bontemps, another great African-American poet, collaborated on this book, Boy of the Border. And what they were trying to capture was the coming of age of a young Mexican boy who drives a herd of Mustangs from northern Mexico to California, Los Angeles, to get a better price. And during the way, there are many ventures, but basically the adventures center on diversity, getting to know a different culture, such as a Native American, African American, Asian American. And it's a very exciting book. It languished in the Yale University Library for about 40-some years. And I read a letter Langston Hughes wrote to Honor Bontemps and said, boy of the border, that's exactly the kind of book we need. So my late wife went to Yale University, got a copy, and we got permission to publish it. And we did it under our own imprimatur or our press, the Sweet Earth Flying Press. It's just a wonderful story for children and adults. If you want a book to read to your grandchildren at night, this would be the one on the border.
And I love that it was this unearthed gem and that you all found it and that it has to do with our border culture. How can people get their hands on that book?
It can be ordered. Lately, we had some copies in Barnes & Noble, but it can be ordered from Amazon.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what we're really here to talk about, which is February, Black History Month. Mm-hmm. And you've got quite the roster of events, starting with, we've got a very important visitor coming, Ms. Terry Sewell. Mm-hmm. She's a congresswoman from Alabama. Can you tell us about her talk and give us the details?
Yes. Well, she's a person who's up and coming in the Democratic Party. She's a member of the Black Congressional Caucus, a graduate of Harvard, and basically concerned about civil rights, economic development, those kinds of questions. And so to have her here is really quite an honor for UTEP. And her talk actually will center on the civil rights movement and how it evolved and how far we have yet to go. So we're really honored and pleased that she'll be here. And the following night, actually, she will be the featured speaker for the banquet of the Black Democrats here in El Paso.
It she'll be exciting to have, and she'll be here on February 20th. I think it's important that everybody put that on their calendar.
Yes, she'll be here at UTEP on that date, here in the Geological Science Building.
Now, how do you get someone of that caliber to come? Do you just pick up the phone and give her a call?
And beg. So our prayers were answered, and yes, we did. Actually, one of the ranking Black fraternities urged that we bring her here. And so she has a childhood friend here. And what's interesting is her childhood friend is Anglo. She's African-American. And they forged this bond living in Alabama. And so her childhood friend initiated the dialogue, and we merely pursued until she accepted.
Well, I'm so glad you pursued and begged. Mm-hmm. We also have one of our own coming back. You have a graduate of UTEP.
Yes, we have a gentleman named William Muhammad who joined the Nation of Islam when he was here at UTEP, but since then has gone on to become a journalist and writer for the Nation of Islam. He graduated from UTEP and credits a lot of his skills regarding journalism and how to interpret modern and past events to his training here at UTEP. He was mentored by Professor Wren here on campus, and so it will be a reunion for them. But Mr. Muhammad is delighted to come back to UTEP.
And that's going to happen on February 10th.
10th, yes.
That'll be a good one. And then you have one of our own doing one of your talks.
Yes, we do.
Our friend Dennis Wu.
Yes, we can't leave Mr. Wu out because we all know him as a brilliant scholar of jazz and jazz music. And just recently, my son, who's a jazz drummer, came here from Paris, and he had a conversation with Dennis Wu. And every time I talk with him now, he says, tell Dennis I said hello. So Dennis will be talking about jazz music and how it evolved and what are major contributions. And we're really fortunate to have him because he's a walking encyclopedia on jazz.
Absolutely. I mean, every time I tune in the mornings, I learn something new from Dennis. Mm-hmm. His talk is going to be on February 17th at the UTEP Student Union.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you also have, we were talking about Dr.
Ikenyele Umoja.
Yes.
Who is chair of the Black Studies program at Georgia State in Atlanta. And what Dr. Umoja did was to write a book on the different side of the civil rights struggle. We all know about Dr. King's very remarkable campaign, a nonviolent campaign. But at the same token, we had African Americans in the community who were determined to defend themselves. They were not going to launch an attack or a sortie, but they were going to defend themselves. And so the title of Dr. Umoja's talk is We Will Shoot Back.
Very timely. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be on February
18th. Yes, yes.
Now, Dr. Daly, I'm afraid we're almost out of time. How can people get the entire roster? Because we've only skimmed the top here.
Mm-hmm. One can go to the webpage of the Black Studies program here at UTEP and find a copy of the schedule. I think one or two of the newspapers published the schedule.
Okay, great. And we'll be sure to post the entire schedule also on our KTEP calendar of events.
And let me thank you for the wonderful opportunity. And I'm delighted to know you think so much of Langston Hughes.
I kind of love him. Thank you so much. My guest today has been Dr. Maceo Daly, Director of the African American Study Program here at UTEP.